this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
Come and join us, yeah, and receive the true Word of God, where miracles happen, and we're a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 'cause we're a group of believers who love and worship God. Word of Faith Kingdom Church, so come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith Kingdom Church.
God bless you. James Broadnax here with some good news that you can use. Yes, I am excited about what God is doing here at this Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. You that are there in Vidalia, Jonesville, Natchez, Mississippi. Let me tell you something. A church alive is worth the drive. Natchez, Shreveport, Jonesville, Marksville, Simsport, Cottonport, Opelousas. This coming Sunday is going to be a powerful blessing Sunday at this Word of Faith Kingdom Church. I'm going to be sharing with you biblical principles right out of the Word of God that's going to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. You heard me right. I did say healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I know that I can help you change some things in your life. I know I can. I have prayed and helped thousands around this world through prayer, through faith, and through prophecy. And now I am here in your backyard to help you through the Word of God. You know, as I pray and counsel with people, and I pray for people from all over the world, we have mail that comes in from all around the world. We are on television in over 200 countries around the world through the Word Network and Impact Television. Also, you can catch the Master Key program on your local 48 TV station here in Alexandria and surrounding areas. Yes, we are helping people through prayer. Now, prayer is where the action is. You see, never underestimate prayer. Prayer can go where you can't go. Prayer can touch things that you cannot touch with your physical hands. Prayer can open doors, and you don't have to have a key nor the combination. Prayer can do it. If you don't believe that prayer can do it, let me let Peter testify. Peter will tell you, I was locked in jail, shackled down. Peter will tell you, but there was an angel. that appeared right there in his jail cell. Yes, the angel appeared in there. The angel did not unlock a door to get in there. He just appeared in there. And he shook Peter and said, now, Peter, get up. Get up, get up, get up. And it's time for you to get up. He said, get up. And when Peter got up, the shackles, thank you, Holy Ghost, the chain fell from his hands. And the angel said, let's go now. And those guys that was, you know, supposed to have been the guards there, God had them in a deep sleep. They couldn't even wake up. And Peter and that angel began to walk out of there. And the jail doors began to swing open without a key, without a combination. They just began to swing open. See, that's that supernatural stuff. And that's what we are preaching over here, that supernatural stuff. And as they walked on out of there, and finally they was headed to the main gate of the city. And Peter was pondering this thing and thought maybe he was in a deep dream or something. And the angel left him. And then Peter said, you know what? This is not a dream. This is reality. God has sent his angel and delivered me. And Peter, he didn't go home to see his wife, family, and the mother-in-law of them. No, Peter, he went to the prayer meeting. He went to where they was praying at. And my God, knocked on the door. And when Peter knocked on that door, Rhoda, she looked out. And my God, she was so happy to see Peter that she didn't even open the door. She went telling everybody, Peter is at the door. And he's knocking on the door right now. And they said, Rhoda, you're mad. And they just assumed that they probably had beheaded Peter and that was his angel coming to let them know. But Rhoda told him, oh, no, Peter is at the door. Prayer delivered Peter from behind prison bars. See, that's what prayer would do. Prayer go where you can't go. Prayer touch things you cannot touch with your physical hand. But now I want to talk to you about something that's going to help you. Now, we got to stop blaming others. I want you to tell yourself today, no more excuses. You see, excuses will keep you locked in an ungodly cycle. Excuses will keep you scraping at the bottom of some devil's barrel. That's what excuses would do. Excuses would keep you from being promoted in life. Excuses will keep you from living in the neighborhood that you really want to live in. Excuses will keep you from driving a vehicle that you really want to drive. Excuses. And sometimes we make these excuses and we put the blame on other people. And sometimes I hear people will call me and said, you know, the reason I can't get ahead, somebody's praying against me. Somebody's working witchcraft against me. And I listen to their conversation because I understand the law of thinking. And I know that your own mind will work against you when you don't manage your thought life. And I begin to help them to get better in the mind. Sometimes it's like a virus in the mind when you're dealing with negative thinking, negative thoughts, negative images, negative picturing. You see, you got to take control of that controls you. James Broaden asks, what's controlling me? Your very own mind, your very own thought life. That's what's controlling you. That's why the wisdom there in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 said, keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. And he's not talking about the one that's pumping the blood. He's talking about the very being of you. That's right, where everything happened, where everything manifests. See, what you got to understand, it must happen through you before it can happen to you or for you. It happens through you. So you see the heart of man, this heart that he's talking about, and he said, out of it are the issues of life. And this heart he's talking about is like the womb of a woman. It's like Mother Earth. So in other words, Mother Earth says now, whatever you plant, that's what I'm going to give you back. So Mother Earth says, my job is to work on what you put in me and give it back to you. Every seed bring forth after his own kind. So the heart, when we are sowing negative thoughts, negative feelings into that heart, into that subconscious mind, well, once it's fall in there, and then the next thing you know, all of these negative situations begin to manifest in your life, and you say, now, where did this stuff come from? Well, let me tell you something here. It showed up because you did not understand the law of thinking and how your mind work. Your mind will work against you, or your mind will work for you. That's why Paul said in that Romans 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, you see, by the renewing of your mind. You got to become the manager of your mind. You got to be the watchman at the gate, and you got to be careful what you allow to come into your spirit. Things come into your spirit through what you see and through what you hear. Let me say this right here. To prove my point, when you turn over to Isaiah chapter 1, and you look at this word of God, and this is what it says in Isaiah 1 and 5. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. Thy whole head is sick. Now, this is in the word of God. So God said, now, the problem is, ain't in need of me putting these afflictions on you. God said, you're going to revolt more and more because the head is sick, because you're not managing your mind. You're not managing your thoughts as a man. Proverbs 23, verse 7 said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So he said, why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. So in other words, when that heart faint, it's not producing or manifesting anything in the child of God's life. So you see, he's not talking about the heart that's pumping the blood. No, he's talking about the very being of you. That's why you got to take control of that controls you. To give you a better understanding of where we're going here, if you return to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and look at verse 4, and the word of God says that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Well, broaden axe, where's the strongholds? The strongholds are in your belief system, what you believe. The strongholds are there in your mind, in what you think. You see, these are the strongholds. And sometimes these strongholds got into your life through your parents, through your grandparents. Not that they sat down and taught you any of this kind of stuff, but just being around it and being associated in that company of it. And the next thing you know, you done got programmed with it. And then now he's working in your life. And some of the beliefs that we have cannot be backed up with scripture. They cannot be backed up with Bible, but we believe it. We believe that black cat go left. Oh my God, gonna have bad luck. We believe in break a mirror. That's 7 years bad luck. See, none of that stuff is in the Bible. All of this is a belief that came from your association. That's why you got to renew that mind. Listen, friend, I'm all out of time, but we got to pick back up on this. And I'm teaching, starting this Sunday, how to manage your mind. This is one of the greatest blessing lessons that I have ever taught here in Alexandria. I know it's going to help you to break free. And once you learn how to manage your mind, you won't need to go on a diet plan. You just manage your mind. And through managing your mind, managing your thought life, this is how you're going to get the thing that you really want in life. My final words to you, when you are ready for what you want is ready for you. God bless you, and I will see you Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana,